All right, I will say good morning. Let us begin. I want to begin by thanking our sponsors, to thank our Talmud Torah sponsors for the month of Tishrei, Steve and Terry Zinn, in memory of their parents, Tzvi Hirsch ben Yosef HaKoin, Yentl Mindel Bas David Halevi, Bunim Tzvi Ben Chaim, Devora Bas Yisrael Yoel. And to thank our Week of Learning sponsors, Zev and Isabel Greiner, in memory of Isabel's father, David Levine, David Ben Yitzchok Eli Halevi. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, the Neshamos will have an Aliyah, and the families a Nechama. And above, so with that, let us begin. So today's daf is Mem Daled 44, and we are picking up on the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Beis 43b, picking up approximately 8 lines up from the bottom, actually 9 lines up from the bottom, last word on the line, Nehemiah. Nehemiah Breda of Chanila, both a fascinating case. So Nehemiah, the son of Rabbi Chaniloi, Meshachte Shmaisa, V'nofak Chutz L'tchum, was engrossed in his learning, and as a result, exited the Tchum. So remember again, we actually made reference to this in last week's daf. The Gemara spoke about the idea that sometimes a person could wander out of the Tchum. Remember again, the Gemara said a person is a Talmud Chacham, it could be as a result of his learning. And if a person is an Ama Oretz, it could be a result of his looking for his donkey. So again, over here, the Gemara talks about this individual, Nehemiah, the son of Rabbi Chaniloi, who became so engrossed in his learning that he ended up walking out of the Tchum. Amar le Rav Chista le Rav Nachman. So Rav Chista said to Rav Nachman, Nehemiah tamidcha sharoi bitzar. Nehemiah, your student, apparently Nehemiah was a Talmud, was a student of Rav Nachman. So Rav Chista says to Rav Nachman, Nehemiah, your student is in a difficult predicament. Because remember again, what's the halacha? If you exit your tchum, you are limited to Dalet Amos. So because you're limited to Dalet Amos, ultimately again, he's sharoi bitzar. Amarlo, so Rav Nachman came up with an interesting idea. Amarlo, aselo mechitza shel bnei adam. Make for him a partition made of people. Or is create a human mechitza. And if you create a human mechitza, that creates an enclosure. The enclosure then will allow him to come back into his tchum. So let's analyze this. So Yosef Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Achuri de Rava, Vyosef Rava, Kamei de Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was sitting behind Rava, and Rava was sitting before Rav Nachman. Only Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak and Rava, my kami bari le Rav Chista. So what is it exactly that Rav Chista was bothered by? And Rav Chista said, obviously, so remember, let's just be clear on the story. So Nehemiah wanders out of the Tchum. Rav Chista comes to Rav Nachman and says, Rav Nachman, Nehemiah, your student is in trouble. Rav Nachman says, no problem, make for him a partition of people, and that will allow him ultimately again to go ahead and come back into the Tchum. So Rav Chista, what was his question? In other words, if this indeed was an Eitzah, why couldn't Rav Chista come up with this himself? So at the end of the day, the Gemara says, Ilema, my kind of brother Rav Chista, Ilema b'demalu gavre askinon. So I'll say, if you're asking about the following question, look at Rashi, b'demalu gavre, shayilo anoshim harbe sheyecholun latzei zchot letchum, so we'll say, if we're talking about a situation where there were in fact enough people present to be able to make a human mechitza from the place where Nehemiah was situated back into his previous tchum, so if that's and he was asking, top of Mem Daled, and perhaps his shaila was, does the halacha follow Rabbi Gamliel or not? So we'll say, what does that mean? Remember again, back in our Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel was of the opinion that halacha l'maisa, if you leave your tum and are placed in an enclosed area, that enclosed area becomes like your Dalet Amos, right? Remember again, this is Rabbi Gamliel's case where a person was taken out by Nochrim, played out of his tum, placed into an enclosure. Rabbi Gamliel said that entire enclosure, no matter how large it is treated like his Dalet Amos. So we'll say, so remember, so what was Rav Chista's issue? Was Rav Chista's question was, does the halacha follow Rabbi Gamliel? In other words, that we have enough people to do this. We have enough people. The shayla is, does it work or not? Does the halacha follow Rav Chista or not? Or the other possibility is, bidlo malu gavri askina. Or else maybe the other possibility is as follows. Maybe they didn't actually have enough people in order to create a human mechitza to get Nehemiah back into his tchum. And what was the question? This is actually fascinating. If you look at the top Rashi, on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, Rashi says, the Amar b'masnisin mi sheyatzu chutz l'tchum shtei amos yikonis. So we'll say this is actually quite interesting. Rabbi Eliezer, we're going to see this later on, but Rabbi Eliezer has an opinion that if you are within two amos of your tchum, you are permitted to enter even without a mechitza. So that really quite fascinating. So now again, let's say my partitions end two amos before my tchum. I'm allowed to go ahead and walk those two amos even though there are no partitions. Why he holds that way, where that svara comes from, we'll see when we get to that sugya. So we'll say maybe that was Rav Chista's issue. Maybe there were enough people to get Nehemiah up until two amos of his tchum, but then there was going to be two amos of open space. And maybe what Rabbi Eliezer was questioning was, do we hold like Rabbi Elazar or not? So we'll say, so again, so just to review the facts, Nehemiah wanders out of his tchum. He was engrossed in his learning, wanders out his tchum. He is therefore confined to Dalet Amos. Rav Chista comes to Rav Nachman, and he says to Rav Nachman, we got to help out your Talmud Nehemiah. Rav Nachman says, no problem, just make a human mechitza. Just make a human mechitza, and that's all. That will allow him ultimately again to come back in. So the Gemara is asking, okay, Rav Chista could have also come up with this Eitza on his own. So Rav Chista obviously was bothered by something. What was he bothered by? Possibility A, do we pass like Rabbi Gamliel or not? In other words, very nice if you create a human mechitza. That only works if you pass like Rabbi Gamliel, that an enclosed area is considered to be like Dalet Amos. So was that his shayla? Do we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel or not? Or perhaps it was a situation where there weren't enough people, and therefore there were two amos of space between the end of the human mechitza and the tchum. And maybe his question was, do we paskin like Rabbi Elazar, who allows you to walk two amos without a mechitza in order to get back into your tchum? So pshita, the Gemara Rebbe said, Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, three lines down. So pshita bidelo malu gavri askinon. We're definitely talking about a case where there weren't enough people to create a complete human mechitza. The isaka daitcho bidemalu gavri askinon. For Rebbe said, if you assume that halacha lemaisa, we're talking about a situation where there were enough people. Mighty boyle. Then I will say there's no shaila why. The Gemara says, Ha'amarav, halacha kermangamil bedir v'sahar usfina. But so we already established in yesterday's daf that halacha lamaisa, the halacha follows Rabbi Gamliel in the case of a boat, a pen, or a corral. So we've established in yesterday's daf that halacha lamaisa, whenever you have an enclosure, whenever a person is placed in an enclosure, even outside of his tchum, that entire enclosure is treated like Dalet Amos. So that could not have been Rav Chista's shayla. Ela vaday bidelo malo gavri askinon. Vidrabi Eliezer kami barile. Rather, what happened, Rav Osai? The case over here is where there were not enough people to form the human chain. To form the human mechitzas. And therefore, again, Rav Chista's shayla was about whether or not the pasnik Rabbi Eliezer. In other words, that if I have two amas of open space, will that allow the individual to walk into his tchum? To which the Gemara says, Dekanami diktani. Dekanami. You can infer this as well. Deka amrle yikanes. Ultimately, again, because it was him, when Rav Nachman responded, he said, let him enter. My yikanes. What does it mean, let him enter? Below mechitza. So you see from the fact that Rav Nachman responded to Rav Chista and said, make the human chain, make the human mechitzas. And ultimately, again, where those mechitzas end, yikanes. Nehemiah will be permitted to go ahead and enter into his tchum. So from here you see that halacha lemaisa, the question that Rav Chista had was, we have enough people to make a mechitza, but the mechitza doesn't extend all the way back into Nechemiah's tchum. It only goes approximately up to 2 amos within his tchum. Okay, but 2 amos at least is in the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Do we passing like Rabbi Eliezer or not? To which Rav Nachman responded, yes, we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore halacha lemaisa, as long as the human mechitza ends within 2 amas of Nechemiah's original tchum, Nechemiah could enter in. Eisi Rav Nachman by Yitzchak l'Rava. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchak raised the kasha to Rava. Nafal dofna lo yamid ba adam behema vekelim v'lo yiskav esamito lifros la sudden. This is an incredible case. So listen to this situation. We're talking about sukkah. Incredible. Incredible, we had Rosh Hashanah Gemaras before Rosh Hashanah. Now we're going to have some Sukkah Gemaras before Sukkah. So listen to this case. Person has a wall of their Sukkah, and the wall fell down. Nafal dofna. Wall fell down. So the Gemara says, what can't you do? Lo yamid ba adam behema v'kelim. So you can't go ahead, I will say, and place a person. So I need a wall. So I say to my friend Reuven, hey Reuven, stand there. Right, stand there. So I can't go ahead and make a person. I can't put a person there to be a wall, or for that matter, an animal to be a wall, or kelim, or utensils. Nor could I go ahead and take a bed and, let's say, stand the bed up, put a sheet over the bed, thereby making that into a wall. Why not? Why can't I do any of this? So we'll say very simple cheshbon, because you are not permitted to go to make a temporary structure on Yom Tiv, and all the more so you cannot go ahead and do so on Shabbos. We'll also take a look at Rashi. V'lo yiskof es hamito, lo besuka k'neged apir. So v'afa gavlo mechsei kibinyin, didome kimiskavim lehafnos lo mokom asuka, afilu hochi aser, v'karshu lahanach deshar lasos mechitza shalbani adam b'Shabbos. So listen to this. Rashi is pointing out the bed case is actually even a bigger novelty. Why? Because I would have thought, I understand if somebody can't use a person, can't use a behema, can't use utensils. The bed, I would have thought, looks like I'm not really erecting a wall. Rather, what am I doing? I need to clean the sukkah. I need to clean the area. So I'm just standing up the bed to clean the area. But even that, you're not allowed to do. There will say, so what do you see from here? You see from here that halacha l'maisa, on Yom Tiv and on Shabbos, you are not permitted to erect any type of temporary structure. Well, one second, if that's the case, then how did Rav Nachman allow for the creation of a human mechitza? Isn't the creation of a human mechitza, by definition, creating a temporary structure on Shabbos? And yet Rav Nachman allowed that in order to get Nechemiah back into his tchum. Amar lei, at amrit lemiha. So ultimately, again, so Rav said to Rav Nachman, so you're bringing me from this braisa, va'ana amina lachameha. I'll bring you from another braisa. You think you have a braisa? I have a braisa also. What's my braisa? Osa adam es chavero dofen. Kadesh yochal viyishta viyashen. A person could utilize his friend as a wall, in order that he could eat in his sukkah, drink in his sukkah, sleep in his sukkah. Viyiskof es hamita viyfrasala sadin. Kadesh lo tibochama. And furthermore, you can go ahead and stand up a bed in order that the bed should serve as a mechitza. Both to serve as a wall for your sukkah, but also, kedesh lo tipo chama alames. If there's a dead person and you don't want the sun to shine on a dead person, you could go ahead and stand up the bed to block out the sun. Va'ala ochlin, or to go ahead and prevent the sun from shining on food, so that the sun shouldn't spoil the food. So kashna adotzibos. Now we have mamish a contradictory brisis. One brisis says that you can make a wall out of people, out of behemoths, out of a bed. The first brisis said you're not allowed to do any of this. So knew which one is it? So the kashya, it's not a contradiction. HaRabbi Eliezer HaRabban. Rabbi says, interestingly enough, two different opinions. Both of you actually had this before in Shabbos. Disnan, because you learned in the Mishnah Masechah Shabbos, Pekah Kacholon. So we'll say Pekah Kacholon is a window shutter. Right? A window shutter. But remember again, as opposed to the shutters you think about on our windows today where there's like a hinge that keeps the shutter there, their shutters were not like that. Their shutters were independent pieces of wood that ultimately were put into the bus. Remember again, why did they have it like that? They could have also used hinges. Because remember again, the Gemara spoke about this, Rashi explained that merchants would often use those shutters as tables to display their wares, right? So in the evening when your store was closed, you would use it to close up the doorway, close up the window. But during the day, you would use it as just a flat surface to show your wares. So the Gemara says, Pekaka cholon, a window shutter. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Bizman, Shekasher, Vitali, Pokekinbo. So Rabbi Eliezer says, as long as the window shutter is tied and suspended, right? Two things. It has to be tied to the structure and suspended, so it doesn't rest on the ground. What's that? Like a pokekinbo. Then you could put it in and take it out of the structure. There's no problem. That's not called bona. That's not called building if the item is attached and suspended. However, ve'imlav in pokekin, I will say if the shutter is not both attached and suspended, then einachinami, you are not permitted to go ahead and take it out and put it back. Look at Rashi. Rashi ve'imlav in pokekin, both according to Rabbi Eliezer. If the shutter is not tied and suspended, you can't use it. Rashi says, the dummy labona. Because we'll say ultimately again, because to take just the shutter off the ground that is not both attached and suspended has the appearance of building. Shemosif al stimas habayis. For you are adding on to the structure of the home or of the enclosure of the home. And even though, again, remember this, let's be clear, the placement of this shutter is obviously temporary. Right? That's the chap of the shutter. It's made to be put in and taken out. Nevertheless, Rabbi Eliezer holds that constructing something arai, even constructing something temporary on Shabbos or Yom Tov will be aser. The chum say no, benkach, benkach, pokekinbo. The chum say no problem. Whether the shutter is tied, not tied, suspended, not said, doesn't make a difference. You could put it in, you could take it out. Why? What's their logic? Their logic seems to be that halacha lemaisa, they find no problem with a binyan arai. No problem with temporary structure, temporary buildings. Therefore, Rabbosai, the Gemara wants to suggest the two brisos aren't contradictory. They just reflect two different opinions. So the opinion that said that you cannot use your friend or your behema or your kli or your bed to go ahead and replace the wall that has fallen down in your sukkah. Salach l'maisa, that's the view of the Chachamim, who hold that a binyan arai is aser on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Temporary building, temporary structure is aser. The braisa that says that you can do this reflects the view of the Chachamim, who hold that a temporary structure is not problematic on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Ay v'ha itmar Allah, amr rabba bar barchana amr rabbi Yochanan. But 1 second, we qualified this statement in the following way. What did we say? Remember, we clarify this machlokes. Everyone, both the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer agree that you cannot construct a temporary structure on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Lo nechloku ela lahosif. The only machlokes we will say is, can you add on to an already existing structure? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ein Mosif Miyam Tov Ein Tzarich L'Omer Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer holds you cannot add on to an already existing structure on Yom Tov, all the more so on Shabbos. V'Chachamim Omer Mosif Ein B'Shabbos Ein Tzarich L'Omer Yom Tov. The Chachamim say, no, you can go ahead and add on to a temporary structure on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, and all the more so on Shabbos. Sif Rabbosai, it would appear, going back for just a moment, neither Rabbi Eliezer nor the Chachamim would allow you to actually put up a wall in your sukkah. Because the act of putting up in the wall your sukkah, Bosai, is what? Is constructing an ohel arai. And even the Chachamim, who have a more permissive stance, only allow you to add on something to an already existing structure. So for example, I have a structure, the Chachamim will say, fine, you can put the shutter in. You could put the shutter in. That's fine. But to actually create an ohel arai, that you can't do. Creating a wall, Rabosai, is mamish, not just adding on to a structure. Creating a wall is creating the structure. So therefore, b'pashtus, even the Chachamim, who have a more permissive view by the shutter, would not allow. If that's the case, we're still back to our original question. How do we reconcile the brisos? Elul Kasha, Hakrei Meir, Hakrei Rabbi Yehuda. Both rather two different opinions. One is like Rabbi Meir, one is like Rabbi Yehuda. What does this mean? Disanya, here we go. Asa lebehema dofen l'sukkah. If you made your animal into a wall for your sukkah, Rabbi Meir posel, Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Rabbi Meir says it is posel, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. Now take a look at Rashi. Rabbi Meir posel, mefarshim sukkah shema tivrach. Because we'll say, ultimately, again, Rabbi Meir has a very practical issue. This has nothing to do with bone and nothing to do with anything, but rather what? You cannot use an animal for your wall in the sukkah, very simply, because the animal may run away. And if the animal runs away, of course, again, then my sukkah is compromised. Rabbi Huda says, it's kasher. Rabbi Huda says, no, halacha l'maisa, you're permitted to use an animal. To which the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir dekapasa hasam, amalav mechitz. It's supposed to, therefore, Rabbi Meir holds that if you use an animal as a wall for your sukkah, it's possible, which tells you what? That an animal is not fit for a wall for a sukkah. Therefore, I'll say, meaning an animal does not serve as a mechitza. So if the animal doesn't serve as a mechitza, hacha, shari. So therefore, I'll say, this is actually an interesting idea. So therefore, when the price says that if your wall fell down, you could put an animal there, actually reflects the view of Rabbi Meir. So what does it mean you could put an animal there? So what it sounds like the Gemara is saying is you could put an animal there, not that your sukkah is kosher, but that the act of placing an animal there is a meaningless act. That is not a valid mechitza. So because it's not a valid mechitza, again, according to Rabbi Meir, because the animal may run away, therefore the act of putting an animal in the breach of a sukkah on Yom Tiv is a meaningless act. Therefore, technically speaking, it's mutter. So the Gemara says, the Rabbi Meir, the Kapasal Hasam Amala Mechitzi. So Rabbi Meir ultimately again who says that an animal is a Pasal Mechitza. Hacha, in the case where the wall fell down, you want to replace it with an animal. Sure, you could put an animal there. Delav Midika Avid. Because your act is absolutely meaningless. That is not an act of binyan. Rabbi Hudu the Kamachshir Hasam, Rabbi Hudu says that you can use an animal as a mechitza, as a wall in your sukkah, alma mechitzahi, therefore again, animal is a proper mechitza, hacha aser, and therefore I will say, if one of the walls falls down, you will be prohibited to replace it with an animal. Okay, so the Gemara says, v'tiz b'abaram stan, emer d'sham stay Rabbi Meir, behema. So we'll say, fine, I understand that according to Rabbi Meir, therefore, the act of replacing the breached wall in the sukkah with a behema is a meaningless act. But I will say, but halacha lemaisa, the Braisa doesn't just talk about behema. The Braisa groups together behema, adam, kalim. So the Gemara says, be adam vekalim mishamislei. I will say, what about adam and kalim? Because remember, again, the way the Braisa reads is one Braisa says, if the wall of the sukkah falls down, you can replace it with behema, adam, kalim. So now we wanted to say that Braisa reflects the view of Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir holds that a behema is not a bona fide wall of a sukkah. Therefore, if the wall falls down, you place a behema there. Technically, it's mutter because you haven't done anything of significance. But that means Rabbi Meir is going to permit you to go out and put an adam or kalim there. So he wants to pursue Rabbi Meir Ali with demand. Furthermore, I'll say, whose opinion does Rabbi Meir go ahead and reflect? To which the Gemara says, whose opinions I may reflect? The Gemara says, "I Ali with Rabbi Eliezer lahosif nami aser." So we'll say, if he was a Rabbi Eliezer, then even to add onto an existing structure should be problematic. Ella Ali with Rabbanon, but rather he must hold like the Rabbanon. To which the Gemara says, "Amer Ami Rabbanon lahosif lechatchila mi amer." Even the Rabbanon will say, only allow you to add on to an already existing structure. But would the Rabbanon actually allow you to build something new? And I also remember again, the Bryce in question says that if the wall falls down, you could replace it with Adam, Behema, and Kalim, which is not just adding on to an existing oil, but it's considered to be an act of binyan, to which the Gemara says, it's not a contradiction. Lo kasha, ha bidofen shlishi, ha bidofen revius. Ah, I both said the two different Bryces are talking about two different sukkahs. One Bryce is talking about where the third wall of the sukkah fell down. One Bryce is talking about where the fourth wall of the sukkah fell down. What's in Afghan? We're say, look at Rashi, just mom bedofen shlishis. The b'shtei defanos in kare ohel, because remember, a sukkah is not a sukkah with two walls. V'chi avid badofen shlishis, mashvile ohel. And therefore, I will say again, in one Bryce, we're talking about where the sukkah had three walls. One of the walls fell down. And we'll say, what is a two-walled sukkah? What is a two-walled sukkah? Nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing. We'll say, that's not even called the pot. It's nothing. It's nothing. Therefore, if you have a two-walled sukkah and you were to go ahead and repair or create a third wall, we'll say, that's not called adding onto an oil array. What is that called? the creation of a brand new structure. Umodu rabbanan de'ein osin olarai betchila. I'm reading Rashi. V'hadu tani shabos, listen to this. So therefore, the braisa that says that if the wall falls down, you cannot replace it with anything, that's talking about a wall, a sukkah that originally had three walls. Now one of the walls fell down. It's a two-walled sukkah. Two-walled sukkah is not a sukkah. Therefore, I'll say everyone agrees that in that case, you cannot go ahead and build that third wall, because that is called the creation of an ohel arai. And even the chachamim, who are makel in the case of the window shutter, are only makel in that case. Why? Because you are adding on to a temporary structure. But halacha lemaaseh, to create a new structure, even the chachamim would say that is asar. But look at Rashi. V'hadatani mutar. But the braisa that says that if the wall of the sukkah fell down, you are permitted to replace it. Bedofen revius. Ah, that's talking about the fourth wall. Debalav hachi havi ohel. Because just remember again, if you have a four-walled sukkah and one of the walls fell down, what's the ramification of the breach of that fourth wall? In reality, nothing. A sukkah only has to have three walls. So if we'll say that's the price that says if your fourth wall falls down, okay, you could repair it. Why? Because we'll say that reflects the view of the chachamim, namely that halacha lemaaseh, you could add on to an ohel arai on Yom Tov and on Shabbos. So therefore, again, I'm sorry. Rabbanan l'tamayu tamir mosif na'aval b'Shabbos. Good. So the Gemara says, Dekanami diktani. The price, the truth is, this reading is supported by the Brisos themselves. Diktani nafal dofna. Because well, see, if you look at the Lashon ultimately, again, is what fell down? What fell down? It's wall. So Rabbosa, it doesn't just say nafal dofen. It says nafal dofna. Dofna, Rabbosa, means it's almost like, it's like a, what to write that? It's not just any wall, but it's the wall. What's the wall? The wall is the third wall of the sukkah, the wall that makes the sukkah the sukkah. Shmamina. Shabbos says, therefore, again, that's the reconciliation of the braises. So braise number one is talking about a situation where halacha lemaisa, the third wall fell down. If the third wall fell down, everyone agrees you can't repair it. Because halacha lemaisa, that's constructing an ohel arai on Yom Tov / Shabbos, and everybody agrees that it's asur. But the braise that says that you can repair it, that's talking about where the fourth wall fell down. And it reflects the view of the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon hold that you can add on to a temporary structure on Shabbos, or as certainly Yom Tov, as you saw in the case of the window shutter. Shmamina. Elo, the Gemara says, Amud Beis, Elo. Adama Adam Kasha. I will say again, what do we do with the Adama Adam? So remember again, what do I do with the fact that one Bryce? So remember, let's take a step back. How do we get into this? Nehemiah started this whole mess. Right? Nehemiah got engrossed in his learning, wandered out of the tchum. So remember again, Rav Chista comes to Rav Nachman. What do? Rav Nachman says, go ahead and create the human structure, the human mechitzas from him, and get him back. So I will say, what do I do with that? Right? What, in other words, I still have a braisa that says that you're not allowed to do that. So Rabbosai, let's take a step back. So what we just explained is, when can't you use people for a structure? Let's go back for a second. When can't you use people for a wall in your sukkah? When? When the people themselves actually create the mechitza. So if you were to have a sukkah of three walls, and one of the walls falls down, you cannot say, hey, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, do me a favor, guys, just stand here for 7 days, right? Just do me a favor and stand here. No, I just need them until Chol HaMoed. Right? Just go ahead and stand here for a little bit, or just for my meal, so I could go ahead and have my seuda. So we said that when when those individuals mamish create the structure, you're not allowed to do that, because everyone agrees that you cannot create an ohel arai. But one second, let's just take a step back. We'll say, what Rav Nachman was suggesting, he's suggesting, let people make human partitions. They are actively creating a structure on Shabbos. So how is that permitted? That's Adama Adam Kasha. How is that permitted? To which the Gemara says, this is incredible. Adama Adam Nami Lo Kasha, Kan Ledas, Kan Shelo Ledak, Shan Shelo Medas. So we'll say, this is incredible. One is talking about a case where the people know that they're serving as a mechitza. One is in a case where people don't know that they're serving as a mechitza. Look at Rashi. It's the last of the wide lines in Rashi. La da'as, Rashi says, Sha'omit sham yodea, shalashem mechitza ha'emidu sham aser. I will say, if it is clear and known that I am being used as a mechitza, that is aser. That is aser. But shalom le'das, Rashi says, mutar, dimishum asiyas ohel lekalamimar, de'in derech binyan bekach, Avakli derech binyan bekachu hilchak tov v'shish asavos. Listen to this. So this is fascinating. The Gemara makes a fascinating distinction. Since it's not normal to build mechitzas out of people, so when is it problematic? When a person knows that they're being used as a mechitza. But if I don't know that I'm being used as a mechitza, then what? Then halacha l'maisa, it's permitted. So if Rabbi Osbar, the Gemara wants to suggest is as follows. V'had Rabbi Nechemiah b'reid Rabbi Chaniloi l'das hava. But 1 second, so Rabbi Osbar, so the way I would understand is therefore when the Braisa says that you can't use people as a mechitza, that's when people know about it. The case of Rabbi Nechemiah, ultimately again must have been a case of Shalom Midas, where the people didn't know they were being used as a mechitza. So we'll say, but that's not true. I was also, remember again, what was happening in that case? So remember again, Rav Nachman was telling Rav Chis to go gather a bunch of chevra. So they must have known what they were being used for. To which the Gemara says, no, Shalom Idasa, but no, they didn't know. They did not know. But we'll say, you know, interesting din in human nature is that sometimes people don't ask questions. Stand here, okay, right? Just stand here, right? So it's not everybody is inquisitive. Not everybody asks questions. Sometimes people just do as they're told. Shlomi dasava. So the Gemara says, aye, but Rav Chista miha ledasava. Rabbi said, ultimately, again, but I don't understand. Rav Chista, remember again, Rabbi said, Rav Chista was the one who came to Rav Nachman and said, we have a problem. Nechemiah wandered out of the tchum. So then Rav Nachman says to Rav Chista, gather a chevra, make human partitions and get everybody back in. Presumably Rav Chista was part of this chevra. And Rav Chista did know what was going on, to which the Gemara says, Rav Chista, shalom in aminyan hava. Rav Chista was not part of the chevra. He gathered the people, apparently did not tell them ultimately again what he wanted them for. But halacha l'maaseh, he was not part of the meaning. So we'll say, what comes out of here is something really amazing. So first of all, there's some fascinating halachas in Sukkah, right? It appears that the conclusion of the Gemara is that we paskin like the Chachamim. Namely, you can add on to a temporary structure on Yom Tov or Shabbos. You can add on. What you can't do is construct a temporary structure on Shabbos or Yom Tov. That's even according to the Chachamim. Right? Even the Chachamim will allow you to shatter the window, will not allow you to put up the third wall of the sukkah. What also emerges to me, I will say, is an incredible yisod that apparently you can make mechitzas out of people. You can make mechitzas out of people, which could be incredibly helpful if you end up wandering outside of your tchum. The mechitzas out of people could allow you to get back into your tchum. But apparently the only way to utilize people as tchum, as mechitzas, is if they don't know what they are being used for. If they know, then halacha l'maaseh will say that's problematic. Why? Because again, then it has the appearance of active participation in the creation of a structure. If they don't know, then since this is not the normal derech of binyan, it's not the normal way that you go ahead and you build, therefore halacha l'maaseh, there's no issue of building on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So we'll say, watch this. Hano beginona, da'ile b'may b'mechitza shal b'nei Adam. There were these individuals, farmers, who used to go ahead and bring in water through a mechitza of people. So we'll say they would utilize this on Shabbos. What they would do is they would have a well. They had no eruv, right, or anything, no enclosure. So what they did is they enclosed the well with a human partition all the way to where they wanted to bring the water. They did this on Shabbos. Nagdinhu Shmuel. Shmuel flogged them for this because they felt that they were violating Shabbos. Amar, because he said, Im Amur Shalomidas, Yomru Ladas, because also Shmuel said, remember, you could only utilize human partition if what? If the people involved don't know that they are human partitions. But in this case, apparently, again, they did know that they were being utilized as mechitzas. Therefore, Shmuel flogged them. Hano Ziki, Tavishajin Beristika Dimechuza. So also there were these Ziki. Rashi says, what are Ziki? They're wineskins. Wineskins. So we'll say, so Rashi says, no dos v'shal Rav Hava. They were wineskins that belonged to Rava. And somehow they were forgotten in the public area of Mechuza. Okay, so what's what happens now? This is Shabbos. Bahadi da asura mepirke, alinu nihili. So let's listen to this. So what happens? So it's Shabbos. Somebody forgot Rava's wineskins in the public area on Shabbos. So what says what happened? Rava gave Shira on Shabbos. He's coming back. So what happened? Rava is the Rabbi, or he's the Rebbe. So what happens? As he's walking back, he's surrounded by his Talmidim. Oh, so what did his Shamus do? His attendant went ahead and what to Bosai? Picked up the wineskins. Givaldik, I have a human partition. And remember, Bosai, in this case, the people were not actively serving as human partitions. Why not? Because remember, again, halacha lemaisa, they were just following him back from shir. So this is totally permitted. This is shalom idas. The Shabbos achrisi bayalinu. So apparently this happened the next Shabbos as well. And Rava Shamus again wanted to bring back the wineskins. Va'asar lehu. Ultimately, Rava says, no, you can't do it again this week. Da'havile kiladas va'asar. Because they'll say, once you do it once, and kind of people saw what happened, the concern was then the following week, it would have the status of ladas, that they would be doing it, that they would realize that they're being used as partitions. So the Gemara says, Levi a'ilu be'tivna, Levi would have straw brought in through human partitions. Zi'iri aspasta, we'll say aspasta was animal feed. He would have animal feed brought in. Rav Sim Bar Chiya Meir. Sim Bar Chiya would have water brought in through these human partitions. So we'll say, how do we paskin halacha l'maisa? So this is really quite incredible. So the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tav Hei. In Simen Tafei Halacha Dalet says as follows: Mi sheyotza chutz l'tchum shelo l'das. If somebody wandered out of their tchum unintentionally, this is an unintentional case. Mutar laso slo mechitza shel bnei adam sheyarvu la'osa ruach v'yacholim leilich sham v'yasu sevivav kimo mechitza v'kanes b'neihem. Also, if someone inadvertently wanders out of his tchum, inadvertently, the way to get him back into his tchum is by making human partitions who create an enclosure and allow him to get back into his tchum. With a very important qualification. For who? Shelo yedu osam shenases bama mechita, shalashem kach nikru. But it only works if the people involved do not know that they are being utilized as mechitzas. Avalim yatzal adas, but halacha lemaisa, we'll say if a person intentionally left his tchum, then ultimately, again, this does not work also. So we'll say, so two qualifications. Number one, you could use people as a human mechitza, but it only works if they don't know that they're being used as a mechitza. Number two, it only works for someone who wanders out inadvertently. Someone who intentionally leaves the tchum cannot go ahead and utilize this ability. Now, whether or not you pass like Rabbi Eliezer about the two amah gap, that Amir Teshem will see. So we'll say, really quite a fascinating halacha. Good, says the Mishnah. Mishi Yotza B'Shos. So we'll say another fascinating, really riveting sugya. Mishi Yotza B'Shos. So we'll say this is talking about someone who left his tchum with permission. So you say to yourself, one second, how can you ever have a case of someone leaving his tchum with permission? So look at Rashi. Mishi Yotza B'Shos. Ki gon le'idos ha'chodesh, o lahatzel min ha'gayis, u min ha'nar, o chokma ba'leir. But it's very simple. So let's say I have someone who's going to see the new moon. Right, Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says, if you see the new moon, you have to give testimony in front of the high court in Yerushalayim. You are permitted to travel even on Shabbos. So that's someone who leaves his tchum for Shabbos, or a midwife, Rashi explains, or I hear that someone is in danger and I want to go out to save them. Those are all cases where halacha lemaisa, I am permitted to leave my tchum on Shabbos. But what happened? Va'amru lo kavar nase maisa. So I say, so now what happens? I'm leaving my tchum to go ahead and give testimony about the new moon. And as I'm traveling, what do I hear? My chaver tells me, oh, Baruch Hashem, Reuven and Shimon already got to Yerushalayim, they declared the new month, a guten chodesh. Okay, fantastic. The only problem is what? I'm on my way. I'm now outside of my tchum. So what do I do now? So the Gemara says, Yesh l'apayim amal l'chol ruach. Ultimately, again, it's not a problem because they just have a brand new tchum. I have a tchum from wherever. So wherever I hear that news, it sounds, wherever I hear that news, I have a tchum 2,000 amas in any direction from. So the place where I hear the news becomes like my new makam shivisa, and I have a 2,000 amas in every direction from there. The Gemara says, furthermore, im haya besocha tchum kilo lo yatsa. But it's very interesting. Furthermore, if my new tchum overlaps with my old tchum, it allows me to go back to my old tchum as if I never left. Which Rabbi says, another way of saying that if I traveled, but I traveled less than 2,000 amas from my original tchum. So now again, I have a new tchum that goes 2,000 amas in any direction, but in one direction it overlaps with my old tchum. If I want to resume my old tchum, I could do that as well. So the Gemara says, Kal yotzim lahatzel chozim l'kumen. Furthermore, anyone who goes out to save someone, again, we'll see exactly what this means, has the right to go back to his tchum on Shabbos. We'll see what that means. So the Gemara says, "Ma'im hayu b'socha tchum kilo lo yatzah." So what does it mean when it says that halacha lemaisa? So remember again, I'm on my way to give edus achodesh. I hear that the Beis Din has already accepted Eidos. So now I get 2,000 Amos in any direction. So the Gemara says, but if it overlaps with your old Tchum, it's as if you never left. What does that mean? Amar Rabba, Hachi Kamar, Im Hayi B'soch Tchum Shelo Ki'ilu Lo Yotza Mitoch Beiso Dami. Rabba says what it means is as follows, that if my new Tchum overlaps with my old Tchum, it's as if I never left my house. To which the Gemara says, Pshita. Okay, like what's the chiddush in that? Obviously, if my new tchum overlaps with my old tchum, then I can go back home. To which the Gemara says, Ma'ad teima, ho'il va'akar akar. So Yibo said, the havamin is like this. I might have thought that once I leave my home and I make a definitive decision that I'm heading to Yerushalayim, perhaps, again, when that happens, effectively, I lose my old tchum. Kevan da'aka akavis, once I have rooted myself, I have rooted myself, and that old tchum is done. Kamash malonad. Kamash malonad will say that halacha lamaisa, if my new tchum overlaps with my old tchum, I have the ability ultimately to what? To go back ultimately to my old tchum. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up the Biras Hashem with the continuation of this sugya tomorrow. Shkoyach.